it's not actually the Queen's birthday. No, it's shock horror, just in case we're dropping that one on you for the first time this morning. But Jeff Field joins me in the studio now to unpack what the hell's going on.
Yeah, good morning, Tess. Well, it's an age-old argument, actually. But with the Queen's birthday upon us for another year, it's still worthwhile discussing, why does Australia continue to celebrate the birthday of a woman who lives nearly 17,000 kilometres away? And why do we celebrate her birthday in June when her real birthday is on the 21st of April?
Oh, so we're not even really that close.
No. Way back in April. Remember she had the concert?
Oh, that's right.
The horses and all that. The people waving flags and singing Rule Britannia.
Oh, yes, yes. How could I forget?
Well, look, it all dates back to Edward VII, who decided that given the risk of the bad UK weather and disruption to his November birthday, he would instead celebrate in June,
Makes sense.
Middle of the British summer. You know, where you can sunbake in beautiful 14-degree temperatures.
Get a tan.
Yeah, and we've just kept that condition going here. Although, just to confuse things, in Western Australia, they have it in September.
What?
Or October, depending on what fits in best with them. But it's always the second week in June here in New South Wales.
And this is an Australian thing.
It's an Australian thing.
Because they would have the actual Queen's birthday in Britain, I'm imagining.
Yeah,
they had all. Yeah, you're right. They had all
absolutely,
the horses.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a really weird thing. And you look at Facebook and there's all these memes like, go to work, you lazy convicts. It's not my birthday. And now people are starting to post pictures, of course, of Freddie Mercury and Queen. You know. But, yeah, it must be confusing because a lot of people must think, oh, wow, it's Queen Elizabeth's birthday. You know, she's 93. Oh, hang on. Didn't I hear she was 93 a couple of months ago? Yes, you did.
Unfortunate. And so...
Yeah. So it's a tradition that just keeps on going. So I imagine when... Bless her. How do I say this nicely? When she moves on...
Right.
...and William takes over, I imagine we would have the King's birthday still in the second week of June, one would imagine.
Well, I mean...
I'm just imagining that.
It'd be hard to change after 93 years.
Yeah. So it all goes back to King Edward, and it's basically to suit the Brits in summer.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, would you really want to celebrate your birthday in the middle of winter in Britain?
No.
It would not be fun. I'm already whinging about how cold it is right here, right now.
Yeah.
British winters are nothing I want to know about.
This is ridiculous. I look, you know, as you go to the internet to find out these... You know, these complexities of life, these things that, you know, why does the Queen's birthday, you know. And I just looking at this, I've got to tell you. So what does the Queen like to eat on her birthday? This is totally unrelated.
What does she like to eat on her birthday?
Despite her status, the Queen prefers simple food, a raspberry jam sandwich and a tart with a slice of chocolate cake or a scone and jam and cream.
I can support
That's what she eats on her birthday.
I was fully expecting that to go down the route of she likes something simple, lobster or something like that. But no, actually, I can get behind that.
And apparently the Queen and her mum were both partial to the odd glass of gin.
The more you know.
Yeah, so look. I hope that's cleared everyone. So, look, we've got the day off.
Well, that's the
important
part.
No, we haven't.
Part.
We're both here at work.
Well,
but most people have the day off.
That's the important part.
Yeah. So if you think you're going mad, you're not going mad. The Queen did have her birthday earlier in the year, but this is just a matter of convenience and tradition.
Well, thanks for clearing it up, Jeff.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Oh, good. I'm glad it does.
It took me a little while to get my head around it. But I got there.
It took me a while too.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Field there. Running us through the actual fact that it's not actually the Queen's birthday today. Just in case this is a newsflash to you. Her birthday was, April last month? 2 months ago. Yeah, interesting stuff. So running us through some of the history there.